You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, welcome into ABQ Connect daily at 1 o'clock. And a reminder, you can find the show archived at abqconnect.online. Hey, coming up this Saturday, you heard about it yesterday on ABQ Connect, the New Mexico Human Trafficking Experience. It is free, but registration is required with the New Mexico Dream Center. It's happening at 219 Central Avenue Northwest. More importantly, write down the phone number to be part of this event. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. nmdreamcenter.org/events. The team there, Shelley Birga and the rest, have created an immersive guided experience. You'll step into the fictional story of a young trafficking victim whose journey is based on real-life experiences. The experience is available this Saturday at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. Now, they're suggesting 16 and over for age due to the sensitive topic. Very educational experience, though, to build an informed and compassionate community. And again, information and registration for that with the New Mexico Dream Center is at nmdreamcenter.org/events. In studio with us for the remainder of the hour, Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Mary's here with us, as she typically is, the area director for New Mexico and Colorado. Riley is back, the operations coordinator for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And you two brought a guest with you. I'm going to let you introduce your guest.
Yeah, today we've got Sarah Van Gilst, our intern.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah. Sarah is a student at Hope.
Yes.
And working as an intern. And we will we'll have a little more for Sarah here in just a bit. I want to jump right into Mary. For those who aren't familiar with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, briefly, if you could just bring them up to who doesn't know, right?
There are some generations that are out there needing to know that Johnny Erickson Tata, as a teenager, dove into the Potomac and became a quadriplegic and didn't want to live, went through depression, of course, and then finally, having it out with the Lord, said, if you're not going to let me die, then please show me how to live, which always chokes me up because, I mean, what a beautiful prayer to cry out to God. Now, fast forward, here we are with Johnny and Friends area ministries across the country,
about
19 of us. We're also worldwide with Johnny's Houses, and we go on Wheels for the World trips where we collect wheelchairs here locally, when we have about 300, get them to Springer Prison where they're rehabbed like new, and get them on shipping containers and take them to countries where they have no hope of mobility.
Right.
We don't just take a chair. We take a Bible in their language, and we bring the gospel.
That's right. I was going to say, not only the hope of mobility brought to this, but the hope of salvation, the confident expectation we have in Christ. And it's so encouraging to hear from Johnny. Our listeners hear from her throughout the day on the short feature that Johnny and Friends does. Let me throw this out to you before we jump into upcoming events, and we're going to sprint through a lot of content, so get your notes ready, or at least, if nothing else, write down this, Johnny, J-O-N-I, johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, Riley, coming up this weekend, a good old-fashioned fundraiser, a car wash.
Yes, sir. So April 25th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Grace Church, we're going to be washing cars completely free. We're inviting you to come out. We've got three youth groups involved. And this car wash, we want to serve people. We want to serve families with disabilities. We want to serve veterans. And we want to fundraise for our family retreat this summer. So please come and get your car washed at Grace Church.
Okay, now that is on San Antonio, just west of Louisiana. So between Louisiana and San Pedro on San Antonio, on the north side of the street there. And again, that's this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon. So get up and maybe get out, get a little breakfast early, and then head over to get your car washed. And listen, cars are dirty, man. What we're saying off the air, you know, we need rain, but the last couple of weeks we've only gotten that little overnight, hey, here's a little sprinkle to make your windshield totally dirty, you can't see through it. So if you're still driving around like that, save that dirt for Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And a great way to support these families that are in need. All right. Now, Mary.
Yes.
Used to be, it still is. I love to talk about golf. I love to watch golf. Did you watch the Masters?
Didn't. Yeah, I like to play golf.
I did watch the Masters, but the golf tournament is coming up. Another fundraiser. These are both great opportunities. An annual golf tournament. Annual. Did you guys do this? You did this last year.
We did.
Yeah, same place?
In May at Sandia Golf Club.
Yes. Okay. It's going to be May 1st.
May 1st in the morning?
That's a Friday.
It is a Friday. We changed.
Okay.
We thought, let's give it a try. And we've had a real positive response from it.
Yeah.
People are excited to come out. We do have a few teams available still. And a few, if someone wants to have a sponsorship, we have a few tee and green signs and other ideas available. People can put items for their business in the bags. But more, come and golf with us. Come and have a fun day. We've got breakfast burritos. We have a putting contest. We'll have lunch afterwards and just a whole lot of really nice
people. Are you playing? Or are you the one that drives? You're playing. Yeah. You got a team? You're doing it.
I have part of a team so
okay.
far.
Okay.
You're out there and you want to play.
Yep. Well, listen, it's real easy to find. You go to Johnny and Friends. As I already mentioned, remember that website, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And from that home page, you just scroll down and you'll see the golf info. Click on that and it'll take you to the page for the Golf Classic happening May 1st. Starts at 8 a.m. that morning. I'm assuming it's a scramble.
Start at 7. Come register at 7 and do the putting contest.
Okay.
Shotgun scramble at 8.
All right. You're looking for, well, you could be individuals, two, three people, you know, you put them all together to make teams of four.
Exactly.
Any more on the Golf Classic?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I haven't played out at Sandia almost since like shortly after they opened. It's called Resort Golf. You know what that is? If you hit it kind of near the grass, like on the, it kind of rolls to the middle of the fairway.
We like that.
It's feel good golf.
It's a beautiful course.
Yep. So that's just another great opportunity to be a part of helping to raise funds. Now, Riley, family retreat. This, you know, every time y'all come in, it's like, okay, that's way to, you know, and then you turn around and here it is, June 22nd, Riley.
Yeah.
And there's plenty to prepare for this event. It is the family retreat, and applications are still available. And I'm always very careful what I say, because you say it's not registration. You need to apply to be a part of this.
Yes.
Explain that, Riley.
Yeah, so we have limited spots going down to Lone Tree Ranch for our family retreat for families with disabilities. So we say apply because we never know what the Lord's going to do,
yeah,
right?
Right.
And so... it's going to be a week of fun, a week of respite. We'll make things like a 40-foot-tall zip line accessible for people in wheelchairs. We'll make activities accessible for kiddos with intellectual disabilities. Everything. It's going to be a fun week. We're going to have lessons. We're going to have programming. We are going to have small groups. We're going to have a pamper day for the ladies. We're going to have shotgun shooting for the guys. Everything. So I encourage you to apply. And we're also looking for one-on-one buddies still, too.
And you brought a buddy with you.
I did bring a buddy with me.
Yeah, that's Sarah. We introduced her briefly at the top of the show. Sarah, now you told me off the air, you've been down to Lone Tree a couple times.
Yes.
What's your favorite activity at Lone Tree?
Honestly, I would just say hanging out with the buddies. It's really cool to see them do all these things that are accessible to them, and it's really cool to see them have so much fun.
Well, Steve and the crew down there, he's decades in down there. Like he's got it down, right? 3 decades, mm-hmm. Mary?
Yes.
Yeah. my kids went. My kids are grown. I have grandkids, so it's been a while since they've been run. But Lone Tree does a fantastic job of providing a space. And Sarah, tell us about your experience with your buddy at camp.
Yeah, so it's really fun. Last year, I was paired with a girl named Lily, And fun fact about me, I was born in China and adopted from China. And my buddy was born in the same province as I was in China, which I thought was pretty cool.
Right, right. Do you know, like, how close in that province?
Not exactly, but the chances of being from the same province is really small, and I just thought that was really cool.
And even to be buddied, to be paired up as a buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say Lily?
Yes.
Lily, what's her name? So are you going to family camp this year?
Yes.
Yeah? And do we know if Lily's going?
Lily is not going this year. But we're hoping to see her again next year.
Yeah, okay. But you'll be paired with another person at camp.
Yes.
Now I already asked, and you said kind of hanging out with Lily was the coolest part. Was there maybe it was an activity that was like so cool to see Lily do this and enjoy it? Do you know what her favorite was? Or all of it?
I don't know, because she just was willing to do anything.
Yeah.
She liked the zip line. Oh, she went down the water slide like 16 times, okay. I want to say.
That was her favorite. Okay. It's like when I went to California Adventure with a granddaughter.
Yes.
And the Little Mermaid, like 20 times in a row. So, yeah. Probably Lily's favorite, that water slide.
Yeah.
So, lots of fun at camp.
I do have a shout out.
Okay.
If we can say this. Riley was mentioning that we are looking for STMs or buddies, people do volunteer their time to come and serve as our friend here just did.
Right.
We are in need of somebody that knows sign language.
Oh,
and we're looking for
ASL.
Looking for a man, because we have a man in his 40s who needs someone to be signing with him.
Okay. ASL, I'm assuming,
yes,
right? ASL, what else would
please.
It be? Go to johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Connect with Johnny and Friends. You're like, oh, I know ASL. I'll go be a buddy at camp. That sounds fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Or maybe you know someone. So make that connection. Listen, we got about a little less than 5 minutes. So I want to, but real quick on family camp. Yeah. Each family member supported, and that includes the caregivers. There's one-on-one buddies that we mentioned for individuals with disabilities, and there is also time for respite. You can go up to camp and rest. Sometimes you go on vacation, you come back, you go, I did 16,000 steps a day, man. That wasn't vacation. But no, you had time to rest and have a lot of fun, as we already talked about. Now, another retreat is the Warrior Getaway coming up. Again, looking for applications. Riley, what do you want to tell us about that?
It's an awesome week of respite and care for veterans. They can come alone as individuals, or they can come with their families. We serve male veterans, female veterans, their families. And it's a space to be known, understood, and refreshed. As a kid of two veterans, I can tell you how important this week is. And to talk about PTSD and moral injury is a huge thing. So.
It's a powerful week. I remember when our friend Abby, who's still, you can hear her voice on the weekends on KLYT, she was a buddy, or I think she was. She was participating or working with Johnny and Friends, and the stories that she had to tell. It's some of it's heart-wrenching. It's very touching. It's encouraging. And you want to find out more about it again at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico for the Warrior Getaway. On the homepage, just scroll down and you'll find where you can click. One more area. We have about 3 minutes. So, we did get it back in, and gear here to get through all the content, but, the volunteer spotlight, you wanted to mention Sarah, who we've introduced already today, Sarah, other than buddies at camp, is there other work that you're doing as an intern with Johnny and Friends? Yeah, I mean, you're coming to radio interviews, hanging out, right?
Yeah, I'm taking an online course called Beyond Suffering, and it teaches about disability ministry and the importance of it and the necessity of it, and that's been pretty cool to learn about.
Yeah. What drew you to this? How did that happen?
So again, camp.
Yeah.
I remember last year I felt the Lord really calling me to serve those in my community who have disabilities, and it's been pretty cool.
Was there any anxiety before you did it, heading into it? Am I going to be able to do this? Am I equipped to do it? I'm asking because for those that are listening, thinking about doing it, but thinking, I don't know. Speak to that person that is really having maybe a little anxiety or questions about their ability to do this.
Yeah, so it was a little nerve-wracking at first, but the Lord provides. He always, if you're meant to do it, He'll provide a way. And it was just a matter of trusting the Lord in it.
Yeah.
And we go through training. So anybody coming and having a little bit of that angst that Sarah was talking about, we spend time training before an event so that people are equipped to be receiving and welcoming to people with disabilities.
I was going to say, she had kind of a Chuck Smith-ism there. I don't know if everyone caught that, for those that are familiar with the foundings of Calvary Chapels, but Chuck Smith always said, where God guides, God provides. And listen, you can provide for the work at Johnny and Friends. We got about a minute, and I want to make sure we do this. At johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. On the website, because many may be listening that are like, I can't. I'm not able to go to camp. Busyness, or maybe you're at an age where you're thinking you can't, even though you might be able to. But, you know, pray about financial giving. You can do that through the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. No kidding. About 30 seconds, Mary. Is there something?
We also covet your prayers. So yeah. If you are a prayer warrior, we do have a prayer team that meets once a month. On Zoom to pray for our community, as well as specifically for Johnny and Friends and those we serve. Gosh, we would love to have prayer warriors out there praying
for and words of encouragement.
Absolutely.
I know here with KLYT, when we get a letter from a listener that's saying how much they're blessed by the programming, I share it with the whole staff because it's so encouraging. So those words of encouragement, prayer, and financial assistance.
And volunteering in our office.
That's right.
If you're interested, let us know. We also will come out to churches and businesses and teach for free.
All right.
Etiquette for welcoming people with disabilities.
Well, do that at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Johnny and Friends New Mexico, thank you, ladies. All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.